Today is Thursday, June 4th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Will Robinson. Danger, danger. I was watching YouTube videos today, and I found someone who I find mildly entertaining and cute all at the same time. So I probably won't even be able to find it because I literally just thought about that as I was starting to talk. And oh, I can. The channel is called Roomie Official, R-O-O-M-I-E Official. And I find him cute for some reason. And also, he's a singer and he does a lot of either remixes, things of that nature. Oh, it's my move with Cronhaven on Words with Friends for any of you who wanted to know. He either does like remixes or collabs where he's singing, or he does like review videos where he like watches The Voice and talks about the people singing on there, or, and he does a daily thing. Anyway, it's cute. If you like, you just have to go say, I think he's cute. I think he's entertaining and I like music. So it's an interesting channel for me. So I told everyone that I was off of social media, and I looked today and I had so many at replies on Twitter, and I guess it's fine, but I felt bad because maybe some of you didn't know that I wasn't looking at my Twitter, and now I feel like I need to respond to all of these. I feel like I need a bumper or something like that. So, but I don't have one. So just imagine there's a bumper right here. Adam reads tweets. Or something like that. But so I'll go back to when I think is the last one that, well, first of all, Dean Barney last week told me, now I'm going to forget how I said it. So he told me I said Worcestershire sauce was correct. And now I don't even remember how I said it. Worcester is how they pronounced it, or Worcester. And he said sometimes it's Worcestershire or Worcestershire. But anyway, regardless, we don't say it that way here. We usually say Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Thanks for the input, Dean. Gary says, Adam, that was a good response to what has been going on this last weekend. Glad you're moving things to your new home. Do you have electricity? Yes, Gary. I have electricity, or we have electricity. We have water. We have gas. We have all of those things, although I could not figure out how to get the, it's very hot here, and I don't know why I was testing this other than I just wanted to see if it worked, but I could not figure out how to get the fireplace to come on. And those of you who, there are some fireplaces where you literally just flip a light switch on the wall and everything happens automatically, but this is one of those where you have to turn a knob, click a button, light the pilot light, and then you have to keep turning to like raise the flame, and it's very complicated, and I could not figure out how to get it, but you don't know if the gas came on or not. And then for a week, I was like, oh my God, what if there's gas leaking out into the house? Actually, I don't know. There could be gas leaking into the home right now. Couldn't figure out how to turn it on. But yes, everything except internet is on and was on. The builder already had all that turned on. We just switched everything over into our name. So Mark called, got the gas, the water, the electric, all of that switched over into our name. And we're just waiting on the internet now. We'll see how that goes. Interestingly, I had already, so I know I told you guys that I had called this Ozarks Go company. And they have fiber to the home, and they were able to, they said 7 to 10 business days, we'll get out there and do the running the fiber to the home part. And then within a day, we should be able to get out after that's done to do the inside part that we have to do. And I was like, great, because Cox can't give me any rough estimate or anything. So they said, do you agree? Because this is a year commitment. And we're like, yes. And that was Monday, and no one has been out to our house. Now, granted, we're only at about 4 business days at the moment, so they have all of next week to get out there. And we did see a little door hanger on our door that said, by the way, Ozarks Go is going to be in the community doing work. Don't worry, you know, or whatever. Just giving some information. So I guess that's a good sign. But anyway, Cox called me today out of the blue, and they said, we think we have a workaround. We can have a guy go out and do all the external stuff, and then we can do a virtual tech session to walk you through setting up the inside stuff. And I said, I'm sorry, but I didn't know when you guys were going to be able to come out, and so I signed up with another company. Can I still cancel? And they said, yes, absolutely, we'll refund you. But now I'm totally dependent on Ozarks Go because I have this 1-year commitment with them. It's crazy. But I do want fiber because I think that'll be better than anything I've ever had before. So I don't know. All right. Anyway, Mark Resists, this is Laughing Buddha, says, Adam, recognizing your privilege is a start. So are your uncomfortable feelings. The right for equality and the dismantling of racism will put you out of your comfort zone. Use your privilege at every opportunity to help marginalized people. And then he linked me to another tweet. And then he also gave me another one that says, you asked on the latest on what you can do. Here's an excellent start. So there's a whole really good tweet about things you can do. Thank you, Laughing Buddha. Kathy Bacon says, what? No irrigation at that new house? I think irrigation around here is standard with new builds. You know, I don't know. I was thinking about that. When I bought my home in Dallas, we had a sprinkler system included, and it was a much cheaper home than this one that we bought. Although that was how many ever years ago, like 13 years ago or something, maybe even more than that, that we bought that house. So, of course, that same house would be a lot more expensive today than it was 13 years ago. So I don't really, but it was a lot smaller. It was only 1,500 square feet. And this one that Mark and I bought is 3,000. So regardless, it included a sprinkler system, but we didn't even think about that. Honestly, I never even thought about a sprinkler system. It never crossed my mind until after we had closed. And then I was like, oh yeah, this is new sod. I need to water the yard. It's okay. I mean, we can put one in. I agree with you, Kathy, that I'm really not sure what it's like around here. So I don't know if that's standard around here, but in Dallas, that's a pretty that at least at the time, that was a pretty standard thing. And it is a high end. They have a lot of high end amenities, but then like that shower, like the counter, the island in the kitchen, the backsplash, the gas oven, or no, the gas stove, et cetera, et cetera. Like the high ceilings with the beams and all that. Those are kind of high end touches that they do. And then there'll be some little things that they'll just completely miss where, you know, you would expect that in a high-end home. So it's kind of weird, but I can either include a sprinkler system in this landscape design that we're doing, or we can just use a sprinkler because at Home Depot, they have these cool little automated things. You just hook them up to your hose, or you hook them up to the faucet, and you can program it to sprinkle at certain times of the day to go for a certain length of time. So it's kind of cool. It's not buried in the ground. That's the only problem. So you have to, you know, either leave a hose in your yard all the time or carry it back and forth. So one day we'll probably have sprinklers put in, but yes, no sprinkler, and I don't know. I don't know if I should have expected that, but it's too late now. It's fine. Our grass is pretty green, though. I'm really happy with the grass. I did get the sprinklers set up today. I tested out the timer. It worked, and I was ready to come back. I was done doing chores, so I still have some more to do tomorrow, but I set up a couple of zones and tested them out and made sure they were working. And go back. We're going to go back tomorrow. Well, we'll be there every day probably until we move in, but I'm going to do some more setting up of sprinklers. Gary says, have you guys showered in the porn shower? No, Jerry. Jerry? No, Gary, we haven't. We're not living there yet, so we have no reason to shower in the porn shower. Baron says, at Wegmans, I saw a shopper without a mask yesterday. It was the first time I'd seen an unmasked person in many months. I think a lot of people here will wear a mask until there's a vaccine. Well, our governor did come up here, and there was an article in the paper that said that Northwest Arkansas is now the fastest growing cases in all of the state. And the governor came up here and told a bunch of business leaders and stuff he was very disappointed that Northwest Arkansas folks were not following the mask stuff. But he refuses to do an order. He refuses to order it. He had a meeting with all of the businesses, or a lot of the businesses, and said, "Hey guys, would you please make that a requirement for people to come in and shop in your stores?" But he won't require it. He won't do like a government mandate. I don't know why. Barron also says, "Haha, your yard budget made me laugh. Also, when I had adult trees installed in my previous yard, it was around $3,000 a pop. Good luck." Did I mention I don't think I mentioned my yard budget. What I said was, the one designer said just his design fee was between $5,000 and $10,000, and so he didn't think that he would be a good fit for us. And I didn't say what our budget is, but it's more than that. It's more than a tree, Barron. Well, we're not going to get adult trees. We're going to get like medium trees, and I think they go for around $200 to $500 a piece. But we're going to need quite a lot of them. So, and we do need a porch. Anyway, hopefully this designer that emailed me yesterday, designers, will turn out to be good, because he had an hourly rate and the process. He gave this long detailed email. I don't know if I told you guys about this, but he gave this long email about like how they work, what their hourly rate is. He said they create a design that can be done in phases if you don't want to do it all up front. They will get bids from contractors, and then you can choose, you know, what you want to do. So it sounded really good. So we'll see how that goes. Nessa says, "Congrats on your new home, darling." Thank you, Nessa. I'm not sure if you listen, but I'm thanking you. It's content. All right, so that was my tweets. Sorry, guys, I haven't gotten to them before, but I wasn't on Twitter. I am going to start looking at my app mentions and my direct messages again, but I'm probably not going to scroll through my timeline for a while. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I tried to set up an automated thing that would send me an email whenever I had an app mention, and it didn't work. I don't know why. Oh, well. All right, well, we didn't really do any. We loaded two more shelves from the studio in Mark's car and took those to the house, set up the sprinkler, and my mom came and helped pack today while we were working, and she watched Fox News on our TV. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.